Oh, yeah.
Hi, thanks for calling. We're from Billing Services. How can I assist you?
I have some bills that I guess I need to address, but one of the bills I had called about, the oldest one, right after I got it, and I had questions, and I thought your office was going to get back to me, so I didn't hear back, and I actually had inquired about it when I was in there for an appointment. So I guess I'm trying to get a better understanding of a copay on a bill.
Okay, ma'am. Can you give me your date of birth so I can pull up your account?
It's November 19th,
1962.
1962
or 52?
Yeah,
1962.
Okay. I think actually I may have talked to you a long time ago about it.
Can I get your name again?
Catherine Christina.
Okay. Yeah, I see an outstanding balance of $55 on your account.
Yeah, so the $40,
yeah.
I had called right after I got it because I questioned why it was 40. It wasn't the annual examination or anything. I just went in, they had me come in to see a nurse because of a matter I was experiencing. So I questioned why it was a $40 copay. It wasn't with the PCP. I actually haven't even seen my PCP, Dr. Tremontosi, yet. I just started with your service or company.
Okay, just a second, man. So this bill, the $40 bill, it was billed under Dr. Mark Alara.
It's for who?
Dr. Mark Alara. I see it.
I didn't see it, Dr. Mark Alara.
Okay, just a second. I'll see who. Did you see Miss Jana Bork on that day?
Yeah, I saw the name.
Janae Bork. Yeah, so,
yeah.
For your insurance, ma'am, we have to bill it under supervising doctor. If we bill it under Janae Bork, you'll receive the whole charge for the claim. That's $400 because Janae is not enrolled with your insurance company. And that's why we had to bill it with the supervising doctor. For Dr. Markula.
What do you mean she's not enrolled with my insurance company?
She's,
I mean, I just started with you guys, and I want to understand. It seems like I'm getting hit with these high copays for various reasons, which if I had known that, I mean, I assumed when you guys indicated you accepted WellPoint that, like, everything was, you know, you're telling me that someone isn't covered or enrolled with.
Yes, so,
like, how do I know that?
Yeah. Ms. Janae is out of network with your insurance company. And that's why I billed with Dr. Mark Alara as he's in network. And,
okay, so if I were to just see a nurse and not a doctor.
Yeah.
If I were to just see a nurse and not a doctor, what would the copay be?
Just a second. It would depend upon the tier list. I need to check with. Just a second, ma'am. Can you stay on the line?
Yep. So so what? When I go now, I have to say, oh, are you enrolled with WellPoint? Like, why would that even cross?
Cross your mind next time.
What?
It'll cross your mind next time. Fucking
Yeah. Pebble! She already got to it. Go in, come here. You gotta go in the bathroom. Bill, she already got to it. Alright, well, I'm gonna put you in the other bathroom. Come here. Come here. You can't do that. No, 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 no.
Ma'am, for the copay charges.
I'm sorry. I don't know if you heard me. My one dog was eating the other dog's food.
Yeah.
I was having a little debate over here between them.
Yeah, no problem. So, yeah, for the copay charges, you'll need to contact your insurance company regarding that. Because they leave the copay when we send in the bills to them. So, whatever charges they put in as patient responsibility, they leave those charges, and these are depends upon the tier of the provider. So if it's a specialist, they would charge higher, and if it's a nurse practitioner, it would be comparatively lower. So it's
okay. So what tier are you? I didn't think you guys were the highest tier. I guess I should have known that before I signed up with you guys.
It was Dr. Mark Alara. He's a specialist of Middleton Family Medicine. And he's a tier 3 PCP, ma'am. So that would be $40 copay for Dr. Mark Alara.
So if I go to a nurse practitioner again there, do I have to ask whether they're enrolled with my insurance company? Or, oh, that doesn't seem right. Okay. That doesn't. So the next bill, Jessica Howie on June 12th. I paid when I was there. They told me what I owed and I paid, and now I'm getting a bill for another $15. And it indicates 20 minutes must be met or exceeded. I had an annual appointment, and I asked her about one little dot on my mole on my side on my head, which she didn't think was a problem. And then she says, "Well, you know, you want to go have dermatology check it out." And I'm like, "Well, I guess if you think so, because I was there." So she sends me to dermatology, and they hit me with a $60 copay. I wouldn't have gone. I mean, you know, it wasn't necessary. It was just, she's like, "Well, while you're here, why don't you go?" And I literally was with her 15 minutes, and I paid $60 before the appointment, and now I'm being hit with another $15.
Yeah, so for the copay for that service was $75, and that's why you have been getting a $15 bill, ma'am.
Okay, well, I really have an important problem with that. I didn't need to go, and it was less than 20 minutes. I mean, when they told me it was $60, I was like, what? And they said it's considered a specialist, and I was there. So I said, fine. I was there like 15 minutes literally, she was in the room with me not even 15 minutes. And it says 20 minutes must be met or exceeded. And then I'm thinking I paid for it, which I thought was too much, and now I get a bill for another $15. I don't know.
Yeah, so if they said it's $60 and you paid $60, so I guess you might need to call your insurance company regarding this.
Yeah, but you guys told me it was $60, that I had to pay in advance, and I paid the $60. Then you send me a bill for another $15 when I wasn't there for 20 minutes. So do you want me to call the insurance company and say, well, they billed you, but I wasn't there for 20 minutes? I just think it's sort of crazy.
Okay, ma'am.
I'm shocked that much.
Okay. For this bill, what I can do is I can put this bill in query, and we'll send this bill to our billing team, and we'll see what we can do for
you. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if she had told me it was $75,
yeah,
I would have said, I don't need this appointment. I didn't need it. It wasn't something I needed.
Yeah.
It was just the nurse, you know, saw what I was looking at, and she says, you know, it doesn't look like it's a problem. You know, you can go to dermatology while you're here. I was like, well, if you think so, well, I'm here. I didn't need to go spend $75. I've had all these other tests done the last couple of months. I've spent hundreds, and I didn't need an extra $75, and I was, like, surprised when I heard it was $60. and then... Anyway, so I'll pay the $40 one, but
yeah.
I guess I need to ask every time I go whether the nurse is covered.
Mm-hmm.
If the nurse is covered and enrolled with WellPoint, then how much would it cost?
We don't have any information regarding that, ma'am. For the copay that your insurance company charges. With a nurse practitioner, you need to contact the insurance company. They decide the copay amounts for different types of providers. So it depends on your benefits plan. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am.
So I'll wait on the other one. It's
yep.
really principle. I need to understand every time I come there, like whether I should, oh, well, go here while you're here, or whether I should do so, because, like, if it's not necessary, I'm paying $75 for something that, and it was the quickest appointment. I didn't, anyway. All right, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for calling. Have a great
day.
Bye.